So I really enjoy listening to sermons, and that's something that's probably not a surprise to you, but I do enjoy listening to sermons. And what I find is, as I listen to sermons, there are times that they refer to scriptures, and then later in the week I'm going, what scripture were they talking about? And then there are other times when I feel a nudge from the Holy Spirit. It might be because the preacher said something. It might be because the Holy Spirit is kind of nudging my heart, and I think, oh my gosh, I need to do this. I need to reach out to this person. And so for those reasons, we're going to kind of experiment with having the Bible app in church. And so hopefully you downloaded it earlier. And once again, if it causes you stress, don't worry about it at all. But if technology is something that's kind of in your hand all the time anyway, what we're hoping is that you'll be pulling up this Bible app throughout the week. So it's not just about what happens in church, but it's more of kind of your faith journey throughout the week. So you can pull up the Bible app, and I just want to show you how to get to the events page and be able to take notes. So you hit when you pull it up, you can hit more, which is in the bottom right-hand corner. So you hit that, and then it goes to all these different options, and then you click on events. So just remember, worship is an event. And so when you click on that, you can see what all these other churches are doing. So if you want to compare notes and see what, you know, Valley Creek is doing, you could do that too. But you can see Vista Ridge United Methodist Church. We should come up first because you're here in this location. And then you can follow along, and you can see the sermon notes. And then hopefully you can find the scriptures and refer back to them throughout the week. And there's also going to be opportunities. We're going to put, there's a reading plan in here so you can engage with scripture throughout the week. There's going to be a link to a certain type of prayer that we'll do later in this service. So hopefully as we talk in this worship series about overwhelmed, then we're going to be able to walk with God through this, because there's not a single thing that I can say over this 3-week series of overwhelmed that's going to make you go, oh, I'm no longer overwhelmed, right? If we are living in a state of being overwhelmed, then it's some work between us and God, and it's a journey. So hopefully this Bible app can be a small piece of your faith walk. So that being said, you're welcome to have your phone out during church, which might feel a little different to you. If you see your friend just scrolling on Instagram or Facebook, just nudge them and tell them to get back in the right app. But so now that that kind of advertisement's over, let's go to God in prayer. Holy God, move through this place. Move in our hearts and our minds, especially, God, if we're feeling a little overwhelmed this morning. Let us feel your peace. Amen. So when was the last time that you felt overwhelmed? Was it last year? Was it last month? Was it last week? Was it yesterday? Was it this morning? I mean, the reality is that we get overwhelmed for a variety of different reasons. And oftentimes we just kind of live with those burdens, and we kind of just go throughout our life. This past Monday, I was looking at my calendar, and I was feeling a little overwhelmed. I had my to-do list and my calendar. And in looking at the calendar, I was thinking, if I do all of these events that I'm supposed to do, there's absolutely no way that I'm going to get all of my to-do list done. And I had a sense of being overwhelmed. And in fact, one of the first things coming up on my calendar was a clergy covenant group where we get together and check in about our souls. And I almost avoided that group because I felt so overwhelmed with everything else going on. So fortunately, I was able to rearrange some things, delete some things, make some calls, and get things organized so that I no longer felt as overwhelmed. But the reality is we can't always do that. Sometimes we're overwhelmed with our schedule, and we can hit delete or we can move stuff. But the reality is there's a lot of things that overwhelm us that we can't change so quickly. So in this series, we're going to be talking about overcoming being overwhelmed. And we're going to look at this, and today we're going to say, we're going to recognize those places where we feel overwhelmed. So that's really what we're going to do. We're just going to acknowledge whatever is overwhelming us today. We'll recognize it. And then we're going to recharge. Next week, we're going to look at all the different ways we can recharge with God. And then we're going to revamp and figure out what little tweaks we can do in our life that help us move from a spot of being overwhelmed to feeling God's sense of peace. And what we're hoping is that we could do this right before the Thanksgiving and then Christmas break and holiday season, right? Because who feels overwhelmed around the holidays, right? There's just so much going on. So hopefully we can land in a spot where we're walking in peace with Jesus as we enter this season. So I want you to hear these words from Jesus, and we're going to read them several times this morning. They come from Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30. And we're going to read different translations. So hear Jesus' words as paraphrased from the Message translation. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I wonder, as Jesus said those words, if there were people listening and then thinking, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? See, religion at that time had a whole lot of restrictions and burdens. I wonder if sometimes we feel that same way. But as Jesus said these words, I wonder if anybody just wanted to run to him and say, yes, 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 Jesus, me. But then they looked at their watch. They didn't have watches 2,000 years ago. But, you know, like they thought, I want to run, but I'm just too busy. Maybe Jesus will be here tomorrow. Maybe Jesus will be teaching next week. And I'll come back to Jesus then. But I've got some other stuff I just have to do. Right? Or maybe people heard Jesus say, are you tired? Are you overwhelmed? Come to me. And they wanted to run to him. And then they said, I would, but I'm a leader. I'm either the leader of my family or my synagogue or this other group of people, and they look to me for strength. And if I acknowledge that I'm tired and worn out, then they're gonna be disappointed in me. So I can't go to Jesus. Right, I wonder if some people wanted to run to Jesus and they felt there was a stigma. That if they admitted they were weak or tired, then they would be kind of pushed aside, that they wouldn't be strong and courageous. And so maybe there was a stigma holding them back. And my guess is that there were some people in the general vicinity of where Jesus was speaking, and they might have heard somebody talking, but their head or their heart was so cluttered, so overwhelmed, that when Jesus said, come to me, they didn't even hear the invitation because they had so much going on in their lives. I wonder what keeps us from coming to Jesus. There's always various reasons that keep us from running to Jesus to find that peace, even when we know that's where we can find it. But sometimes it is that the fact that we don't want to admit that we're tired or overwhelmed or stressed out. But Scripture invites us to do that, in fact. Scripture reminds us we can admit that we are overwhelmed. And this is pretty good news. That's one of the reasons I love the Psalms. Because the Psalms are just this vulnerable expression of humanity. The people that penned the Psalms, that turned them into songs, weren't trying to put up a front. They weren't trying to act strong. They were just saying, God, here I am. And that's one of the reasons for over 2,500 years the Psalms have spoken to us, because they show the most vulnerable side of our humanity. So listen to Psalm 42. My whole being thirsts for God, for the living God. When will I come and see God's face? My tears have been my food both day and night, as people constantly questioned me, where is your God now? You think the author was a little overwhelmed? Listen as he continues. It says, I will say to God, my solid rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I have to walk around sad, oppressed by enemies, with my bones crushed? My foes make fun of me, constantly questioning me. Where is your God now? Why, I ask myself, are you so depressed? Why, I ask myself, are you so depressed? Why, I ask myself, are you so depressed? Why are you so upset inside? Hope in God, because I will again give him thanks, my saving presence, and my God. The psalmist here says, I am overwhelmed. I'm worn out. I need you. And listen, in Psalm 139, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Here's this invitation to say, God, know my anxious thoughts. Like, I'm not going to hide them from you. I don't need to hide them from other people. Just, God, know who I am, all of me, all of my sense of being overwhelmed and burdened. God, know me. And so if the scriptures give us that ability to open ourselves up and to be vulnerable with our guards down, I wonder if we can hear Jesus' invitation. This is from the New Living Translation. Then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. So I wonder today if we might recognize that we are overwhelmed. At least there's parts of our lives where we feel overwhelmed. Because sometimes we have a lot of symptoms, right? I know for myself, even if I'm not overwhelmed with my kids, when I am overwhelmed with something else, it often comes out with a short temper with my kids, if I'm just being vulnerable. Right? We all have those places that, and Aaron will kind of nudge me and be like, hey, Clay, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, it's not the kids that are driving me crazy. There's something else in me that's being overwhelmed right now. And that's just the nearest outlet. So I wonder if we have some symptoms going on, and we feel that, right? When we drive, when people get so crazy, it's not, they're not really stressed out about traffic, right? There's a sense of being overwhelmed with something else, and it just manifests itself in single digits being flashed on the highway, right? Like we hold these things. So I wonder if we might recognize what is overwhelming us. Sometimes it's finances. Right? There's this sense of, I've got these bills to pay and I don't know how I'm going to do it. Sometimes it's work-related stress and different demands here and there, or maybe it's balancing relationships and work. Right? Maybe your house or car is having issues and it feels a little overwhelming. I know parenting can be overwhelming. I remember when the kids were about 2 or 3, we lived in a different neighborhood. I was talking to one of the neighbors, and I was probably venting about the kids and just saying how difficult they were. I think Brenna was potty training at that time, and so I was saying, like, yeah, they're really difficult. And this man had teenagers, so I thought he was going to say, yeah, Clay, I'm with you, man. That stage is hard. But after I said how difficult the 2 and 3 year old were, he just looked at me and said, Clay, I got teenagers, and I would do anything to go back to the problems of a 2 and 3 year old. He says, I'm worrying about drinking. I'm worrying about peer pressure, about driving, and about pregnancy. And then all of a sudden, I'm thinking, let's keep Brenna's diaper on forever, right? Like we get overwhelmed for different reasons. And we might be overwhelmed with children, or we might be overwhelmed with taking care of aging parents, or a loved one who is sick, dealing with illness. And we have a sense of being overwhelmed for so many different reasons. And the reality is, whatever is overwhelming you can be a real thing. See, sometimes we get in prayer circles or groups of people, we'll be in a Bible study, and at the end of it, we'll share prayer requests, right? And so you share something that's on your heart that's making you feel overwhelmed, right? Like maybe the plumbing at your house has like backed up a little bit and you've got this big bill and it's a little overwhelming. So you share it And then the next person shares that like their whole house was just struck by lightning, and then they have this illness, and they have this and this, and all of a sudden like you feel like this big, right? You're like, oh, my problem's not big. But the reality is, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on, if you feel that, if you are carrying that with you, it's real, right? There's a sense of being overwhelmed, and you need to be able to come to Christ and acknowledge that. And so I wonder if we can recognize whatever is causing us a sense of pain, a sense of weariness that's weighing us down, and if we can just recognize that over the next several weeks. And then we live into this invitation. Jesus says, come to me, and you will find rest for your souls. Don't we want some rest for our souls? When Jesus says, come to me, I know if he was here in this place and said those words, we would spend all afternoon here. We wouldn't leave his side because we feel so overwhelmed at times that we wish we could just grab hold of him and find that peace. But we can't grab the tangible Jesus, right? But the reality is we have scripture that allows us to connect with the God who created us and the God that loves us. And so there's a 6-week or a 6-day reading plan in the Bible app this week. And so each day you can read a little bit of scripture, and some of the scripture we'll be talking about over the next several weeks. Because we need to come to Jesus, not just one day a week, but we need to continually find ourselves finding peace and rest in God through the scriptures. So I invite you to take advantage of that reading plan. And I want to end today by sharing my favorite type of prayer with you. And that's the breath prayer. Because there are times when, for me personally, I don't have words to muster up. And I don't have the ability to engage with scripture because my mind or my heart is so cluttered and overwhelmed. But the breath prayer is one of my favorite prayers to come to God with. And so we're going to end the sermon today by practicing a breath prayer. So I want you to start kind of noticing your breath. Start breathing in. Start breathing out. And in the breath prayer, we try to clear our minds and our hearts. So if during the course of the breath prayer you have other thoughts or worries come in, just kind of treat them like a cloud that floats through and then just moves away gently. And as you breathe in, I want you to start thinking of a name for God. Whatever name for God is resonating with you, but on every breath, breathe it in. Lord Jesus Christ, Creator God, Holy Spirit, Prince of Peace. And after you have your name for God, then as you breathe out one request. Give me peace. Guide me. Show me comfort. And as you breathe in the name for God. And as you breathe out your request. I invite you to practice that breath prayer now.